So how did you celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Named after the beloved patron saint of Ireland, here in the United States, the day long ago devolved into a secular excuse to collect shamrocks, wear green, and indulge in generous amounts of alcohol, all of which is frequently done in the context of a raucous parade. The past couple of years, however, have seen a concerted effort on the part of some to re-solemnize St. Patrick's Day. No, not by reducing the number of green glitter-covered paper hats or the nakedly pagan cult of the four-leaf clover or even the over-reliance on green beer. Defenders of the sanctity of St. Patrick's Day have focused instead on the real threat, the inclusion of LGBT participants in the sacred rite of the St. Patrick's Day parade. And so this year in New York City, Catholic Cardinal Timothy Dolan received criticism for not withdrawing a parade grand marshal after it was announced that an LGBT-identified group would march among the 300 other contingents. In Boston, the first ever inclusion of two LGBT groups, one of which consisted of American military veterans, was enough to spur the Knights of Columbus to drop out of the parade in protest. Are we living in a cartoon here? Last year, the perpetually shrieky head of the Catholic League, Bill Donahue, chased headlines by saying he wanted to march in New York City's gay pride parade carrying a straight pride banner. Imagine his surprise when parade organizers warmly approved of the idea. Naturally, he found reasons not to do it. But not before deflating the false equivalency between the heartlessly homophobic, exclusionary policies pursued by Donahue and his ilk and the way the rest of the world tends to operate. Folks, here's the thing. The first St. Patrick's Day parade happened in 1766 in New York City and gained popularity as the growing Irish population was brutally discriminated against. It was a defiant opportunity to celebrate an ancestry that for the rest of the year was overtly disparaged by such things as help wanted signs reading Irish need not apply. Yet as a brutally marginalized immigrant population grew in power and in respectability, is it even possible that nothing was learned? Is it even possible that today there are those who don their Kiss Me, I'm Irish buttons while also proclaiming gays need not apply? The only thing more ridiculous than this ironic discrimination is cloaking it in a mendacious fog of supposed religious liberty. Meanwhile, back on the Emerald Isle, the first gay member of Parliament has come out. In the year ahead, traditionally Catholic Ireland will be the first nation in the world to host a national referendum on marriage equality. On our side of the pond, a generation from now, the whole parade controversy will be a historical footnote. But it's a shame to see divisions created and resources expended to defend the religious integrity of a celebration that never has been religious. There are genuine Christian values that could be validated by the history of St. Patrick's Day in this country. But this is not them. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. The ongoing financial support of State of Belief listeners is essential to keeping this show on the air. I want to thank you if you've made a donation this week. If you find value in what we're doing, I urge you to join our other generous supporters today. Please visit stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stateofbelief.com is also where you can sign up for our free weekly podcast. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/stateofbelief. And we hope you share the stories that you hear on this show with your friends. We're also at twitter.com/State of Belief. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what?